date policy.
I don't think there's anything unconservative about caring about our children's health. I respect that some people would disagree with me on this, but again, I think this is the right long-term thing for our country.
The Prime Minister's unveiling new powers to restrict flavours so they're less appealing as part of a crackdown on youth smoking. Shops could be hit with £100 fines if they sell vapes illegally to youngsters in England and Wales. Single-use vapes will also be banned in Scotland. A newborn baby girl has been found dead in the pub toilets in Leeds. Detectives say their priority is to find the mother, who may need urgent medical help. It's not clear what action President Biden's planning after a drone strike killed three US soldiers at a military base in Jordan. He says America will respond after blaming Iranian-backed militias for Saturday's attack near the border with Syria. Tehran's denied involvement. Here's military analyst Sean Bell.
To date, there's been no appetite for escalating this conflict, but that language has changed. And certainly in the US at the moment, in election year, former President Trump for blaming Biden for the situation we find ourselves. Even the US senators are baying for blood, asking for a firm response to show that Biden's strong.
West Midlands police say they aim to make further arrests in connection with the unacceptable violence at yesterday's FA Cup fourth round tie between West Brom and Wolves. Six people have been arrested following the unrest at the Hawthorns and subsequently bailed. It looks like Channel 4 will axe up to 250 jobs following a steep downturn in advertising revenue. The broadcaster says it needs to become a leaner organisation. And Britney Spears has apologised to Justin Timberlake for things she wrote about him in her autobiography. The singer said her ex-boyfriend urged her to have an abortion. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks so much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. At the moment, 14 degrees, feeling quite warm actually. Sunny intervals and a gentle breeze should be appearing in Brentwood in the next hour or so, and we'll be sort of in and out of the clouds really, but it should be dry for the rest of the day, going down to about 9 degrees overnight.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. I hope you're having a great day no matter what you are doing on this Monday morning. As I said, I'm wearing lilac today. Love it. I look nice in lilac, actually. It's nice. It's a bit, the jumper's a bit nippy, to be fair. You know what I normally do with the jumper? I put my arms in it and then pull out the bottom. And as I did it on this jumper, it went, because it's a cheap jumper from TikTok, it went up the side. And I thought, I'm still going to wear it. What's that noise? Can you hear that? What's going on there? There's somebody honking outside. What's going on? Ah, did you hear that? It's a dustbin lorry. Oh, don't get me started on the dustbins. Do you know what? I put out my blue bin last week. We've got blue bins over at Thurrock, and they're for your recycling. Now, I put in, I didn't know, I thought that polystyrene and some packing stuff was recycling. Obviously, it's not. They've looked in the bin and then just left it. And I just think, oh, do you know, it just gets on your nerves, doesn't it? And then we're going to have food bins soon as well, which I won't be using. I'm not putting food in a bin to be left outside. Because there'll be rats galore. It'll be rats galore! And if they're not going to pick it up for like, what, not every week, once every 2 weeks, there will be big rat galore. I mean, don't forget in Brentwood, we had like those, it was in the local papers, wasn't it? Yeah, it was a long time ago now. But there was that infestation and they were in the trees. I didn't realise that rats went in trees. There was pictures of them. It wasn't an April Fool's. It was one of our presenters here on Phoenix FM was on the front cover. And in his garden, he could see the rats in the trees. I mean, you don't mind birds in the trees, do you? Like tweeting away. Who wants to look around and go, what's that? Oh, it's a great big rat looking down at you eating your food that you put in your plastic bin. Oh, no. Oh, it just makes me feel ill. I mean, I try and, you know, I'm very good. I separate stuff out and I do my bit in the garden waste and blah, 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 blah. But I'm not scraping stuff in a bin. I don't want to do it. And I might actually, do you know what I might do? I might buy a composting bin. Maybe that'd be better because you put stuff in, don't you? Like natural things. And then you put stuff in, but you can't, I don't know if you can put like meats. I think it's only fruit and veg, which I don't eat that enough really. I think it is. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there, if you do gardening, will let me know. Maybe that'd be better. And then I'll have some, composting to put in the garden. And you have to be really careful with that and make sure it's like ventilated, don't you? Because otherwise you don't want to explode. exploded in the garden. What was that noise? Oh, it's Michelle's composting exploding. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I want to do my bit for the environment. I mean, you know, as much as I can. I mean, I do take holidays. I go on planes and stuff like that. What gets on my nerves? I know it's Monday and I'm moaning like hell today. What gets on my nerves is when you've got people that are in government or all these celebrities and they're going, oh, the environment, and you don't want to do this and we need to only go in one holiday a year. And they've flown off in their private jets all over the place. But they want to dictate to everybody else that it's not a good idea. We don't want people flying because it's a lot of pollution and blah, 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 blah. But they're off on there and they've had, and the people have got super yachts. I mean, they don't go after them and go, actually, right, your £100 million yacht, we don't want you to have that. Can you imagine how much? They can't be green. I mean, they can't be green, can they? So, yeah, on the, I'd keep stum if I were you and say nothing if you're a multi-billionaire, really, about the environment, because we don't want to hear from you. We just want to go. I mean, most of us, if we can afford it at the moment, might get to do a holiday in the UK or possibly go abroad. I mean, possibly. A lot of people can't do it at all. And also, the cost of holidays over here. Isn't it a nightmare? Isn't it? You think you want to go down to somewhere like Cornwall or Devon? Oh, I'll have a lovely cream tea. It'd be lovely. Maybe go in July. No chance. You see the prices? It's about a grand. It's about $2,000 or $3,000. Ridiculous. Look at me on a Monday. I started off so well with positivity after my gig yesterday. Not gig, but I got up and sung. And I really enjoyed it. But yeah, I'm feeling very feisty this morning. Feisty. I'm going to get myself another cup of coffee. The coffee's not decaf. Maybe that's a problem. And then we're looking forward to having a chat with Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop on Crown Street. Does so much in the community. He's got a fantastic bookshop for children. And it's just a community place that you can go and sit and chat and talk all things books. But they do teaching there and all sorts of things. So we'll be catching up with her. And hopefully later this week as well, not just travel. Warren will be back in just organising the date. Hopefully it'll be Thursday. I've got a short week this week because I'm off on Friday, but hopefully Warren will be in from Not Just Travel on Thursday and telling us all about his adventures, because he has just been on a cruise. I'm very jealous about that, Warren, if you're listening. Yeah, very jealous about that. God, don't you go on, Michelle. I can't help it, it's Monday. I'm full of energy. Wait till Thursday. It is my favourite at the moment in kind of chart signed music. Jungkook and Usher is Standing Next to You.
Play it slow. I push up on this funk and give me miracles. We'll have to ride it, something we control. Like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. Though for real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, same things vibes, yeah. It's when we're too early to leave. We go all night screaming, I'll testify that's loving. Screaming, I'll testify that we'll survive the test of time. They can't deny our love. You know it's deep.
step pop right here. You feel it?
Goose.
We rolling yet?
Goose.
Yeah.
Goose.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. And all that extra gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt.
That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong. Don't impress me much. Yeah. You're one of those guys who likes to shine his machine. You maybe take off my shoes before you let me get in. I can't believe you kiss your car at night. Now come on, baby, tell me. You must be joking, right? Oh, oh, you think it's something special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else.
Okay, so you got a car.
That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but how you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Don't impress me much.
Okay, so what do you think? You're Elvis or something? Whatever. That don't impress me.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groom, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know. About your so I'll have to play. If you think you're getting away, I won't prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along. Hear me when I say, hey.
If but you better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor, but you better not steal the moves. DJ, gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. There may be others, and so and so and so and so and so and so and so. You'll just have to pray.
One from Rogue Effect, Sign of Crazy in the Dead of Night.
Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, we've got all the fantastic music this week and every week on the show. If you do like any of the tracks that I play on the show, it's really easy to find out who these superstars of the future are. Just go to allthews.facebook.com/eatmybrunchradioshow on Facebook. And if you look on Instagram, it's Eat My Brunch Radio Show as well. And I always link the artists there. So it takes forever to tag people. I don't know if there is an easier way to do it, but I normally tag everybody and it takes ages. And you'll be able to find out more details there about the music I play on the show. And if you like it, please download it. Was that a slight hiccup that came up in the middle of my chat? It was, wasn't it? Did you hear that? I went, what's going on? We're chatting to Natasha hopefully soon in the next 10 to 15 minutes. She'll be in the studio talking all things books. So I can't wait to chat to Natasha from The Chicken and Frog.
Are you drunk now? Now to judge what I'm doing. Are you high enough to excuse that I'm ruined? 'Cause I'm ruined. Is it late enough for you to come and stay over? 'Cause we're free to love, so tease me. Promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You acting tonight.
Is it loud enough? 'Cause my body is calling for you, calling for you. I need someone to do the things that I do. I'm here now. Alone. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You acting tonight.
promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air. There ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight. We had life in our eyes and the world was on our side. Speeding along with no map, it was all green lights. It was just you. When something dies doesn't mean that it's over. We're not like them, we don't have to be cold as ice. We could be you and I. So take my hand for the last time and find my eyes with yours. I'm all out of fight. Same old junkyard, battered and bruised, and we tried so goddamn hard to be you and I. I'm proud of us, babe, cause we held through the pain, and when everything hurt, we still ran through the rain and the night. That was you and I. So come here close for the last time. It shouldn't be this hard.
Up to 11:32, that was Pink with All Out of Fight. And joining me in the studio, not fighting at all, because she is one of Brentwood's loveliest community people. It is a person, shall we say. It is Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop, which is on Crown Street, not Onger Road. No. It's on Crown Street, and it's very, very successful and has beautiful books in there, and also teaching, local community events happen there, and it's all organised by Natasha and Jim.
Hello,
how
good
are you?
Good morning, I'm all right, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good.
Hair's looking lovely, because I always have to mention, although it's radio, your hair does look lovely today.
Thanks, I've embraced the grey.
But it's nice, brave. You see, yours looks all right. When I tried to grow mine out, it didn't look right for me.
Well, I couldn't either, I didn't grow it out, I shaved it all off.
Mm.
to number two all over, and yeah. I did it from there, because growing it out, I was like, no, this looks horrendous.
That's the bit. I think if you can go to, if I could just go grey, then that would be fine. It's the growing it out, because it looks like you haven't washed your hair.
I know.
Not that I do very often. I've started only washing my hair once a week now.
I only wash mine once a week. Curly hair.
Yes.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not too much product on it, and then it's fine. Doesn't smell or anything, honestly. Anyway, moving on from very far apart from each other in the studio. Anyway, moving on from the subject of smelly hair, tell us what's going on with the Chicken and Frog Bookshop.
Oh, so we've just got loads of events going on, which is super exciting. So this Friday, and I love this author's name so much. So her name is Ella Foote. So she sounds like a cross between, and I'm sure she would remember saying, either a Mr. Man or it's a great drag queen's name, right? I just think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ella is kind of an expert in all things to do with wild swimming, which I find fascinating, but also I'm very aware of the fact that I would not do it in a million years. Because I don't like being cold. I want warmth, thank you. But she's written a book called How to Wild Swim, and she's spoken at like local WIs and stuff before, and she's supposed to be a really fantastic speaker, really funny. And I just thought, oh, that's something a bit different. So Ella's coming along on Friday evening to talk about her book, How to Wild Swim, and kind of if people have got questions about how you start that. Because, I mean, I wouldn't have a clue. Where'd you go? I don't know.
Well, you have to be
clean.
Yeah, you have to be careful. Yeah, because of reeds and things. That's what always panics me. But when I was in Brecon having my pictures done with my niece, and I was standing up to my waist in water, she was wild swimming because that's what she does. She was enjoying herself. But you obviously got to be careful where you do it.
You need to know what you're doing, don't you? I mean, it looks amazing, but I'm fully aware of the fact that I'm much too much of a princess to go in cold water.
It looks a bit dirty to me. I don't think it will.
Yeah. I'll just stand at the side and hold your towel.
Yes.
Possibly with a hot chocolate.
Yes.
So Ella's coming on Friday, which is really fun. And then we've already got things sorted out for February half term for the kids. So we've got, I don't know if you remember these, Michelle, when we were kids, and they're still massive now, there's Choose Your Own Adventure books. So you read a bit and then it gives you options of, you know, do you try and slay the dragon, or do you try and steal gold or whatever? So they're kind of like high fantasy books. And Usborne have released a few of these books, so they're not the original fighting fantasy ones. And they've got a new one that's just coming out Thursday. So I'm running like a two-hour session for the kids to come in and learn how to play the game. And then they will go home with a copy of the book and a very cute little purple dice bag thingy as well. So that should be really fun. And then Lego is our standard thing during half term, so you can come and play with the Lego. Not Jim's Lego, because he would divorce me.
Jim has the high quality ones you get.
He has fancy pants stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah, not
is
that.
It Star Wars?
Has he got any Star Wars? He's got a bit. He's got a lot of Marvel Lego. It looks like a Lego shop in our shop.
But don't touch it.
Someone asked me the other day if I dust it, and I just went, I beg your pardon.
No, I still don't dust it
at home.
Can you imagine, like, you go, I'm just going to dust that, and it just falls to bits.
Yeah,
and then you have to say to Jim, one of the kids came in. I'd lie. Yeah.
I'd 100% I'd lie. I'm not taking responsibility for that. Anyway, so that's happening. And then, yes, we've got some stuff happening. We've got this Saturday, I'm quite excited. So we run a creative writing club for kids every month on the first Saturday of the month. And this Saturday, we have got an author called Lisa Wakely coming in, who's written a book called Hexed, which is just the right edge of spooky. And she's going to be running a writing club for us, which is always fab. And they don't have to listen to me banging on. They can actually have a proper author there instead. And the last thing, I know it feels like ages away, but it's not, is it? Tuesday the 20th of February, so that's right in the middle of February half term, we have got a lovely, and I always get the letters wrong, which is great for a bookseller, is it PCSO? Is it that way around? Police... Constable, the community ones coming in. And this is the bit that's great. They're bringing in their dog. They've got a retired dog called Baloo. Apparently she's quite well known. She does the rounds. And so she's coming in as well. And the kids can come in and try on uniform and do some colouring, meet the dog, ask questions. It's just all that building up that trust, really, of the police. I think you need to do that early so that children know that, you know, if they see a police officer around, it's not something to worry about, but it's actually, oh, that's good, I feel like safe and secure. So we're joining up with them, and hopefully that will be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Excellent.
Which is good. And last thing, can't remember the dates, sorry Ian, but we are doing a like a creative arts festival with Brentwood Theatre with the lovely Ian Southgate, and that is happening. It's the second week of the Easter holidays, which does sound like ages away, but it just comes around so quickly. And there'll be loads of things going on every day, different arty based activities, hopefully to excite people of all different ages, kids and adults. I think pretty much most of it is going to be free or very, very heavily subsidised. Things are happening in the theatre, things will be happening in Crown Street. We've got Mark from Hey Joe is organising a whole day of live music for us. And we've been very strict and said, you know, these musicians need to get paid. I know that's something you talk about a lot. It's so important, because saying, oh, well, they're getting exposure. No, they're working.
Yeah.
So they're getting paid. Right, too. So we've got lots of things kind of bubbling away in the background, which is good for January, because January feels a bit... I can't think of a proper word. That's how it feels. It feels a bit... footfall-wise sometimes, because people feel poor until they've been paid, which has been this week. So it's good to kind of have all those things going on in the background, ready to go.
So lots happening.
Lots happening.
And all on the social media at Chicken and Frog Bookshop. Yes. Have you ever thought, I don't know if I might have asked you this years ago, have you written a book, or have you ever thought about writing a book?
I have not written a book. No, I have thought about it before. I would like to write down my great-grandmother's life story, because it was fascinating. Their family escaped Russia during the pogroms, and then they ended up in Canada, and she was a bit of a gal. She was a single mum, which was quite, you know, at the time. And I would love to write her story from her diaries, but no, I've never done it. I'm in the middle of... It is a book, but it's not a book that anyone would ever read, because it's my PhD book, and people are just going to be like, oh, God, that's really long, isn't it? Well done, lovely. This is not going to be on bookshelves, that one.
No.
So, no, I don't know. I don't think I'm... I know they say that everyone's got a book in them, and I think that's probably true, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good book.
No.
So I'll leave that to the experts, I think.
Yes, and also people seem to think that writing children's books is possibly easier. I don't know why, but you get that thing, because you get a lot of celebrities write these quite terrible books. They don't write them. I know you're quite passionate about that.
I am very passionate about that. No, they get ghostwritten, generally speaking.
Yeah.
There is a whole kind of stigma about... And I know children's authors are incredibly successful and fantastic at their job, and they will still get asked, when do you think you'll write for adults? When do you think you'll write a proper book? Yeah. And I think that's so rude. I think to write a really good book for anyone is very difficult, but to write a really good book for a child, I think is harder, because children, if they don't like it, they'll tell you. I'm not reading that.
Yeah.
I don't like it, it's rubbish. So it's got to be perfect. Every word counts in a children's book. So it's incredibly difficult to get it right. Lots of people during lockdown wrote books, and I think that's good. It was a good creative release. Doesn't necessarily mean they should all be on bookshelves.
Yeah.
Bit harsh, isn't it?
Sorry. No, that's true. But it's true. You know, I think sometimes people think, oh, well, I'll start writing a children's book, because that sounds like it'd be the easier thing to do. But you've got to get into the mindset of a child and still have that somewhere within you to... you know, experience. And as you said, you're writing for a certain age group, and in teenagers as well, that's quite difficult.
That's a really tough market
as an adult
market
to do
really
that
hard.
Yeah, and there's some fantastic books, and keeping kids reading, getting children reading. Talking a couple of weeks ago about some stats saying that young children are not being read to at home, and it does cause problems, kids coming out of school not
massively
being able to read and write properly, and it's one of the things that parents are really, really busy, but picking up a book and sitting there, that's part of being when you're children at home to share.
Parents are busy, but we've got three kids and a grandson, and I always worked pretty much full time, but they were always read to.
Yeah.
And even our little grandson Ezra, he's not even 10 months yet, and he will sit and he will listen to a long picture book.
Yeah.
That's not because he's a genius. Of course he is, because of the house. It's all grandparents say, he's a genius. He's not, but it's because that's been part of his life. So I think, and I know that, you know, for some parents it can feel quite daunting to read aloud to your child. Your child will never judge you. They will just love that time, even if it's 5 minutes. It could be while you're having dinner or while you're making the dinner or whatever it is. It doesn't need to be for hours, and it doesn't need to be anything highbrow. It could be anything. But if you read with them and they see you read as well, and again, it could be anything. It might not be a book. It could be a magazine. It could be the newspaper. It could be an article on your phone, anything. Mm. If they see that's part of your life, then it will become part of their life as well, and they'll value it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, we've got, I've said this before, and I'll say it again, we've got two libraries. We're really lucky. Lots of places are losing their libraries, and we've got two.
Yeah.
Use them. They're free.
Yes.
And they're full of librarians know everything. They're amazing. There's a great quote from Neil Gaiman, which I can't remember it properly, but basically it's, you can ask Google a question and you'll get 10,000 answers. You can ask a librarian and you'll get the right one. And that is true.
It's
a really good quote. That's not, that's my twist on it.
I would have just said that.
I can't remember word for word what it is. But that's basically what he said. And that is true. A trained librarian, they just know, they're so knowledgeable, and we're so lucky that we've got Brentwood Library, which is open properly, but Shenfield Library is in their little home at the moment, but it's a great resource.
Mm.
So if we don't use them, we'll lose them.
Yes.
So use them.
Use them. Don't use them. There you go. That's my quote, which is rubbish. Which I just nicked from you, actually, as you just said it.
Rude.
So if you want to find out more, Chicken and Frog Bookshop are all over social media. You can get in contact with Natasha, find out what's going on. Also, don't forget to check out the Easter stuff, because it will come around really quickly. And if you've got your children and young adults, that's something to do for the whole time over Easter between yourselves and the Brentwood Theatre.
Yes.
Which is something to look forward to. And a lot of the events are going to be subsidised, so it'll be very little cost, and some will be no cost.
Some will be free. Yeah, quite a few of them will be free, to be honest. So
brilliant.
That's good too.
Lovely. What are your plans for the rest of the day? Work.
work. So I'm going back to the shop, and I've got lots of emails to answer, because it's World Book Day in March, but the mad panic planning for it starts kind of December. So I know I've got a mental list of all the things that I need to do.
Lovely.
Before I start teaching this afternoon. Busy.
Always busy. Now, I'm going to play some new music. This is called Music of Sound, and it's called, now, hopefully I'll get this right, Anandi. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is composed by Neil March. Florrie is on piano and vocals. Eleanor Trent is on flute, and Neil is on synth and programming.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Sky, fire light burning in your eyes.
say I knew you when you don't look too much like my friend. Those history books filled up with crooks, stories I
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry?
then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Phoenix FM.
It's always wonderful to have Natasha in on the radio. I remember when I first met her, probably about, might be about 10 years ago, I think, something like that. I can't believe it. But I've been doing this show for about 13 years. You think the people who would have tried to run up the studio to get rid of me? Natasha is absolutely great, so locally focused as well, and we've got some amazing people who do so much in the community, from the charities to the food bank to the sellers we've got. It's important to support local independent bookshops and all the other independent businesses we've got in Brentwood as well, because otherwise it will end up just full of coffee shops and restaurants, and we want to try and keep the high street with the independent shops and keep the shops on the high street. That's what we want to be able to do. So make sure you do support your local high street, because if you don't and you order everything online, we won't have any shops like that. And I know it's easy to order online, and you can order online, in fact, from a majority of the shops probably on the high street as well, which is good, but it's a footfall. Otherwise, it'll become like a ghost town. It's very worrying when you go into even some of the shopping centres now, where they've got empty shop after shop. Or they've got those little shops that sort of set up that sell things for a pound, or, you know, Christmas tree shops and all that sort of stuff. It's, I like individual shops. I don't want every high street to look the same. You know, you go to, it's nice when you go along the high street and they've got those independent shops and independent cafes and things, because it's what makes your area special and different from everybody else's. Just coming up to 11:55, we're going to have some news, and I think I better do some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Before I forget, then we're going to talk about Valentine's Day after 12 o'clock. Boo! Yay! Let's have a look at the traffic and travel. Brook Street roundabout is fine. Heading down to Lakeside, you've got a nice clear run if you're going that way. Also up to the M11, no major problems. On the A1023, no problems there. Wilson's Corner looking too bad. You do have a road closed due to water main work on Copperfield Gardens, both way from Geary Drive to Sycamore Drive. A12 is running absolutely fine into Chelmsford. More traffic and travel in an hour. Let's go to the 80s. This one is going out to Natasha, because I know she loves the 80s. This is the Thompson Twins with Doctor Doctor. I'll be back after the news.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. Such delight.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the